as I'm sure my other colleagues, compensation for our excellent faculty and staff is of paramount importance going forward. So these are the challenges that are on my list. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Chancellor. Chancellor Ringeisen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Great opportunity to talk about my very favorite subject, University of Illinois Springfield, UIS. Let me first add my formal welcome and congratulations to all the new trustees and tell you that we in Springfield are eager, more than eager, to work with you. Different, that's an important word, because UIS is very much different from the other two campuses. We are small, we are intentionally small, and always will be small. We are the newest of the three universities that comprise the University of Illinois, just since 1995, but we have that high quality you expect from this great university. In 2006, as the president mentioned, we launched a strategic vision for UIS, to wit, we will be one of the top five small public liberal arts universities in this country. On the UIS campus, the vision is clear. Everyone knows it. It's an advantage of being intentionally small, I think. We live the vision every day, and I can report to you, as the president did, that we have made demonstrable and clear progress toward that goal. To say what a public liberal arts university means for a minute, let me just say it means we're like the small private universities in several ways. Classes are small. Nearly all classes are taught by regular faculty, that is, no TAs teaching. Our students expect and receive the highest personal level of interaction with full-time faculty members. We do this at a public institution's cost. Are we making progress? Let me just say this. Within the last year or so, we have received 8 different kinds of national recognition, each related to our strategic vision. 8. You know I'm going to mention a few of those, so just sit back. In its 2010 edition, the U.S. News and World Report ranked UIS the best public master's level university in Illinois, and the 4th best public master's level university in the large 12-state Midwestern region. That means, in short, we're 4th best in the Midwest already, and we intend to be best. Second, I want to talk a little bit about our expertise in offering online programs. We have received 3 national awards for our online learning programs. 2 are from the Boston-based Sloan Consortium of 1,300 institutions that teach online. Sloan says that UIS is the best overall nationally in online teaching and learning in this country. Third, we officially became the Public Liberal Arts University of Illinois this year. The national organization of such universities allows only 1 per state. It's open only by invitation and invited and accepted UIS as a member. Maybe you never thought of does Illinois have an intentionally small, great public liberal arts university? The answer to that question, I want you to make sure you know, is yes, and it's UIS. The recognition indicates we are pursuing our vision, but there's more than the outside recognitions. This fall, we welcome Professor Michael Burlingame to UIS as the Naomi Lynn Distinguished Chair of Lincoln Studies. Among his many notable accomplishments, Dr. Burlingame just finished a 2-volume book called Lincoln, A Life, which is already being described as a definitive work on Lincoln. Acclaimed historian Doris Kearns Goodwin said Lincoln scholars have been waiting for this book anxiously for decades, and this fellow, this Professor Burlingame, is a UIS faculty member. The point is that our strategic vision has changed UIS. We have a clear vision, and we are attracting the kinds of faculty and students that year in and year out are making UIS better and better. If you want to go to college in the city where Lincoln walked and where the seat of state government provides a living laboratory, UIS is your only choice. We are very proud of our location, and we take advantage of it. We have a record number of public service graduate interns this year throughout state agencies, the executive legislative branches, and many associations based in Springfield, nearly 200 altogether. Are there challenges? Certainly. The financial challenges are many, as the president and my colleagues have said. How can we keep our excited and exciting faculty when we can't afford any pay raises? That's a major question in a world, the world, where institutions compete for great faculty. We need more faculty development money to attract and retain the best faculty, period. Another challenge is to keep building a physical and programmatic infrastructure to recruit and retain students at the highest rate of success. We need more scholarships to remain accessible and to attract the best students. Fundraising presents a different kind of challenge for UIS, with relatively young alumni and not nearly as many as our sister institutions. UIS is only 39 years old total, having opened in 1970 as Sangamon State University. Here is something that surprises people. We had no theater program, no music groups, and only a fledgling visual art programs a decade ago. We now have those programs flourishing, but students need scholarships, and we need to retain those great young faculty members. And athletics is growing on this newly residential campus, just having joined the NCAA Division II level, and that needs private funds as well. How do I know that people on our campus know our vision? Well, let me tell you this. Just about everybody who comes to me to ask for something, and that's usually money, looks me in the eye and says, if you want to be one of the top five, like that, they know the idea has caught on. They got it. The vision is so clear and exciting at UIS. So there you are. We're eager to show you our beautiful campus at your next meeting there in November. I personally welcome any or all of you to come see us anytime to see and learn about your public university in the state capital. We are different because we're intentionally small, the small public liberal arts university in Illinois. That's what we do for the state of Illinois. You know what that means? Well, at the very bottom of your stack of materials is this little picture. The liberal arts university in Illinois is special. It means our students can do and say from their first day at UIS, my professors know me. And they do say that every day. It makes all the difference. It's our vision. UIS, unique, exciting, moving toward being the best. Thank you very much, and I would enjoy your questions.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate the board hearing these reports on university performance. We look forward in future meetings to reporting to you not only on campus performance, but on special challenges we face and our progress in diversity and sustainability, as well, of course, as academic, financial, and advancement performance. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Can I ask just one of you comment just on the effects of the general economy on the student body, particularly lower income student body and minority as well? And then maybe comment just on the state's financial challenges and its effect on your institutions.
Sure. Well, if I might, we just go down the line. Right. You saw this morning that the monetary assistance program has been cut in half, and we have 6,000 students on this campus who receive such aid from MAP, and so that will result in possible departure in the spring. It's hard to get a hold of those numbers. And certainly, should that issue obtain for next year, I think we're going to see a drop in lower-income students on our campus. I think there is actually a discussion of a national trend towards students spending 2 years at community colleges and then going on to four-year institutions, much like they do in the Northeast, actually. But the operating funds that I mentioned come to about 7% across the university of our budget, and if we're to take another 7% cut in 18 months when those stimulus funds disappear, I think we must have a much smaller footprint. So that's going to affect. When we began recession years ago in 2001, we had some capacity to absorb cuts of that nature. That capacity is long since gone.
Can I clarify one thing? On the MAP funding, you describe it as having been cut in half.
Yes.
Is it also appropriate to say that it was paid in full for the first
yes.
half of the year and there's zero?
I'm sorry. That's correct, Trustee Kennedy. The first semester, and I think Dr. Rao had that on her slides, first semester is covered fully, and obviously negotiations continue to go on with the hope that we can do something in the spring.
Our campus stands to lose about $11 to $15 million effective January 1
yes.
in MAP support.
Right. It's about
be the hole.
That would be the hole for winter term of 2010.
Right. It's $30 million, I think, across the university.
We have almost a counter trend in some ways. You know, we have a lot of commuting students. If you have nearly 5,000 students and 300 freshmen, a lot of them are commuting or online. What's happened in a recession like this is commuting students have picked up a little bit, and our online programs keep growing and growing and growing. We now have nearly 20 programs that are degree completion with the community colleges, and those are growing in terms of our number of students. But we are really dependent on the kind of aid we've been talking about. In our case, small institution, but we still have 700 students who average about $2,000 each that they will not get in the spring. And another thing we haven't mentioned yet today is the timeliness of this. That is to say, students are going to have to decide in October or November registration for the spring. If we don't get this thing settled, there are a lot of students that are going to give up and then learn maybe later that we fixed the problem. So we have very big issues. If I'd take 1 second, Walt mentioned the veterans grants, and that's another issue. The state is not funding veterans grants, but by state law, veterans get free tuition at public universities in Illinois. So even in a small campus like UIS, but with a lot of commuting students, you're going to get a lot of veterans. That could cost us over $1 million in tuition. What has happened in the past is that we gave free tuition, but the state reimbursed. More recent years, it's been dropping off. But this year, it's been zeroed out as part of the budget cuts.
I think we should note that your comments have focused on the cost side and on the financial aid side, in part because of the recession, in addition to the quality of the university. In general, applications are at record highs and enrollments are at record highs across the University of Illinois because a lot of people go back to school and stay in school during hard economic times.
Right.
Especially at the graduate level.
Thank you.
Yes, so that is the end of our performance report. And Mr. Chairman, I turn it back to you now for the agenda. For action on the agenda. Here you go.
Okay. I think everybody received all of the trustees received detailed information about the agenda items. Before we begin the voting, it's probably more efficient to hit on any open questions that you might have, but in any case, would you mind reading through the regular agenda items and we'll take the vote?
This is the regular agenda. Item A1, approve minutes of the Board of Trustees. Number 1, approve honorary degree Chicago. 2, approve interim executive director for governmental relations. 3, approve dean honors college Chicago. 4, approve interim dean graduate college Chicago. 5, appointments to the faculty, administrative, professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 6, redesignate the B research facility as the Pollinatarium Urbana. 7, redesignate the B laboratory facility as the B research facility Urbana. 8, redesignate the veterinary medicine surgery and obstetrics laboratory as the Clinical Skills Learning Center Urbana. 9, amend the general rules concerning university organization and procedure. And 9A you've already voted on.
A motion would be helpful.
For all of those?
Yes, for all of us. We'll take them together.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, second.
A second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion moves. Thank you very much.
This is the roll call agenda. Number 10, approve academic and administrative appointments for contract year 2009-2010. 11, increase budget for remodeling and envelope repair, Mumford Hall, Urbana. 12, award contracts for campus chilled water conversions, Urbana. 13, employ architect and engineer for exterior repairs and heating, ventilation, and air conditioning remediation, phase 2, foreign languages building, Urbana. 14, employ architect and engineer for Stanley O. Eikenberry Commons, Residence Hall, number 2, Phase E, and Forbes Hall Demolition, Phase G, Urbana. 15, employ construction manager for Stanley O. Eikenberry Commons, Residence Hall, number 2, Phase E, and Forbes Hall Demolition, Phase G, Urbana. Beg your pardon. 16, employ architects and engineers for professional services, Chicago. 17, designate expansion of the research park at the University of Illinois. 18, sale of Sudbury Endowment Farm in Bureau County. 19, the purchase recommendations.